You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Kwan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
All right. How are you guys doing today? I feel like, Mia, you walked in saying, like, it feels like we haven't seen each other in a long time.
That's what it feels like to me. Uh-huh. But didn't we hang out last week?
Dan and I saw each other twice this week. So we just saw each other.
Okay.
It does feel like maybe just because you didn't come to tennis. That might be
That's it, right? Is that the only thing I missed?
Yeah, that might be it. We're still in our tennis era. It's going strong, guys.
Well,
it was so fun.
Maybe we'll record one from the tennis court.
I mean, we say it every time. We always we say it every time.
And then you'll hear like the pop of the tennis ball in the background, like
boom.
Boom. That'd be cool. We're gonna do it, guys. We're gonna do it.
Well, in addition to tennis, we were also just like catching up during the week about a couple things. One of the things that I was talking about is I am someone that I like to go camping. Mm-hmm. And I just recently went camping. And this kind of ties into a topic that we're going to talk about today. But it's a topic that we've just had on our back burner for a little bit. And the topic is, can you truly unplug? How it tied in the camping thing, right, is it is one of those activities where you literally unplug from your life because you're going somewhere else and you are usually there's a varying degree of how, like, glamping to camping, etc. You guys can, you know, debate about what is clamping, what is glamping, but you are also usually, when you're camping, you don't usually have electricity. You are usually, you know, in nature, doing things in the nature and things like that. So we wanted to just talk about, one, do we think we unplug from our lives? Is that a good thing to do? And then in this day and age, is it even possible to do that?
Mm. Question, did you bring a charger?
We did.
Hold on, question.
Yeah. Q&A.
Because when we were talking about this, you were so excitedly talking about your camping experience. And then you said also while you were there, you went hiking. And those are the two things that I don't normally feel like I'm interested in, you know? So I'm like, okay, camping, and we're talking about, I feel, in my opinion, a real camping experience versus glamping, which I'll be down to do. Mm-hmm. But was it, did you purposefully not check your phone and, like, do you not have service? Or, like, they do have service, but you just opt not to?
It's a good question. I think usually when I am camping, I don't usually check my phone. But it was a double whammy. There was no service anyway. So for example, like, if family called, I wouldn't have been able to get it.
So you didn't, aside from, like, taking videos of your experience, you didn't, even if there were service, do you think you guys would have spent some time checking emails at some point?
I don't think that, maybe like for a second, but I do think I'm pretty good at, like, focusing. We're focused on the task.
Exactly what we're talking about. Do you think you would even look at your phone one time for emails?
Yes, for one time for sure, but it would be quick because I want to focus.
Not at all. Truly unplug.
I think that's what
we're talking about, right?
Yeah. So that's and I want to get to eventually. We should talk about if it's even possible in this world, because I think maybe to a certain extent it is possible, because you guys, we live in a digital world now. Compared to ancient times. In ancient times, you didn't even know people that were 20+ miles away.
1990.
No, but there's a time where, like, there were you didn't know people.
It is ancient time. Right. Because we're in 2024.
I'm just saying, there was a time where you were not able to meet or contact people outside of how far you could walk.
So we
live in a digital age. So we know people across the world.
Isn't that crazy? Like, if you live in, like, Pompeii, whatever, before, like,
yeah,
BC
we
time,
go that far back?
I just thought of that, like, you... That's it, your town.
That's what I'm talking about. So
there's no traveling. You're not like, there's no wanderlust thing. You're just like, I'm in my town.
Yeah.
That's kind of wild.
Or but then if you
know everybody in your town.
That
you're always unplugged.
Or if you do,
there's no such thing as being plugged in.
Yeah. No, they're trying to get plugged in.
But, or if there is travel, it's like these, like, heroic quests. of all these movies and stuff, like Lord of the Rings or like all this stuff. It's like, it's or a like thing.
They're an explorer.
An explorer or something like that.
To explore.
Never to be seen again back home.
So needless to say, there are certain, I'll go so far as to say you may need to plug in at some point, because some of your, if you have family abroad, or if you just don't have family that you could walk to, that's probably something that you're talking about.
Like basically you can't drop off the grid. Cause that's like the, to me, that's the extreme, you know, when somebody's like, I'm going to go off the grid.
Some people do though.
That's like permanent unplug, right?
Yeah. Some people do. You know what I mean? They go into the woods and people love it. Like Walden, like, you know, the pond.
Or like I've seen articles where somebody bought like a boat or like bought like a mobile floating home and just like truly lived off the grid
in retirement.
Yeah. Like, or just like, I'm done with the world.
Or there's or there's like, I feel like there's like writers where they just go into the woods and they just write for like a month or something like that.
That definitely happened like way back then. Like not so much now, but
I feel like you hear it less now, but that's
almost necessary for you to like, it's like going on a retreat.
Exactly.
Right?
But I'm saying, I think people still do it now. And I think you might almost have to do it. You have to consciously do it now, because I think it's almost near impossible to unplug if you don't consciously do it.
You guys don't watch football, but last year there was a controversial sort of, but like not really controversial. Like Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback he's a football quarterback. When he goes on a yearly darkness retreat,
what does that mean?
Is it like unplug?
We don't quite know. But we don't know. People were making fun of him. I wasn't making fun of him. I thought that was awesome. Basically, he was supposedly just like in darkness for days.
Oh,
like a monk.
Yeah,
we don't know.
We don't know. But people would like make fun of
him. Okay.
But I was like, this is great if that's what he needs to, because he did it obviously to like for personal reasons.
Yeah.
Were people making fun of him for what?
Because people on the internet, you know, will make fun of anything. You're just sitting in the dark. Yeah, you're sitting in the dark, or you know, they'll make fun of things that they don't understand or they don't try. Right.
But I mean, people go on yoga retreats, like that type of trips, right, where they also truly unplug. And I guess the degrees are different, right? Yeah. What type of yoga retreat some of those retreats are just basically like vacation. But the real ones, I guess they really just like separate themselves from the world temporarily.
To answer your question though, I think I'm someone that I'll look at it really quickly, but I
think you this camping trip you did, even though it was one night, it's pretty much as close to unplugging as possible, would you say, in our modern day world?
I would say we brought our phones. So if you didn't have your phone, I mean, you look at it. We took pictures. We took video. Like,
you didn't go on social media. No. You were not connected.
Remember,
to the
she
rest
was quiet that entire weekend.
That's right.
Okay, our group chat, she didn't say anything.
Now we know why. She was camping without service.
Because Thomas, I did actually eventually see Thomas's ask about playing tennis. And I was like, oh yeah, I couldn't make it.
Yeah.
So I mean, you guys know me too. I'm not on social media a lot in general to begin with.
That's very true.
So
what about work emails? How do you check it outside of work times?
I do not. I draw a very strong line because I don't. I know this is what I think. That's the other side of this topic, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, we think that we unplug? We are able to unplug in like our daily lives.
Right.
And because you guys were talking about when you guys go on vacation,
we still
and what you guys do.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess there's two different levels of unplugging. Uh-huh. You just, you know, one in which where you don't check your work email, don't check your Slack conversations, don't do anything work related, but you still would go on social media and
to entertain yourself.
Being connected to
or like talk to other people.
Yeah.
Or like even text other people.
Yeah. And then level two is when you don't do social media.
Right.
You just, just cleanse your mind.
Uh-huh.
Which one? Why are you looking at me like that?
So do you like go dark often or? No, she went dark. Like that's what it was, right? Like you went dark.
Okay, I'll use your terms.
It's not a negative connotation.
Sure.
So yeah. In terms of work, I've made it a very clear. So, okay, I'll give an example where I'll answer late night emails sometimes. I'll answer a late night ping.
Regularly?
I make it a point not to, because I know I don't want it to become a habit.
You don't have to.
That's fair too. I used to be client facing. I'm not client facing anymore. Right. But at the same time, this current team is it's a very super global team. It's like I got a bunch of people involved.
Somebody might send a email that's like
totally
a different time.
Totally. Okay. And I've made it a point to not, I don't want to get into the habit of like the, I just don't want to set up these habits. Mm. And so occasionally I will, but I do think I'm pretty good at, I draw the lines.
Okay.
I do not.
So do you unplug often? Like, do you go on these, do you like
I don't
go
know.
On camping or a retreat?
I wouldn't say it's that often, because I go camping like once or twice a year. Do you know what I mean? But here's something that I will do is like, I don't bring my phone to meetings. Like, because I'm in quite a few meetings. And so I keep it at my desk. Dude, you guys, one reason is because I half the time I'll lose it. I'll leave it in the meeting room. So I'll just keep it at my desk. But I also, so for example, I don't check personal stuff when I'm in a meeting. Yeah. And if I need to do work things, I have my computer. So even that, I feel like people are surprised, because like,
yes.
I leave my phone at my desk. Mm-hmm. And then during lunch, that's when I go.
Okay.
That's when I go.
Wait, what's the extreme example of not unplugging? Like, to me, it's like if you're
always connected.
If you're on a date and you're talking to someone else, that to me is like the extreme other example.
So
like
sad.
You're too connected.
No, I think it's like you're at home and you have like five screens. You're like, this one's Netflix. This one's like work. This one is like the stock market. This one is like some social media stuff.
I would love to meet somebody who's like that, because I feel like I'm like halfway there.
Uh-huh. Halfway there.
Yeah, where I would be watching something on TV, but then I'll be on my phone doing something else.
Yes.
And then I end up like I can't really focus on either one.
But one's just like background music, right? It's just like on.
Like last night, I was watching a game last night, and then I would just like leave it on.
Something.
Yes.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
How do you feel
about
that lifestyle? Being so connected all the time.
For me, like basically, it's really difficult for me to unplug on vacation, and I hope that one day I can do it. So like I've tried to do it.
What does that mean for you when you say it's hard for me to unplug?
So
what does that mean?
Because of the nature of my work, usually when it's people's off times, that's when they email me, because they're not looking at properties during work. They're looking at it at night. So if I, respond, it's at like 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, or early in the morning. There's no boundaries, right?
Yeah.
So if I'm on vacation, things that need my attention right away, and some things do, like I can't not. So on my vacations, I have to set aside checking phone time, so I can never not work while I'm on vacation.
Yep.
And a lot of real estate agents are like that. It's really unfortunate. Maybe a lot of lawyers are like that too. Mm. Although I'm pretty sure lawyers just go, I'm out of office, talk to my associate. I feel like that happens as well. Mm. But I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because my associate won't know the things I know, about a property or something. And then it's time sensitive. You can't be like, oh, I'll show you the property in 2 months. Like, well, they're not buying it in 2 months, right? So I have to, like the last time you and I were in Disney World, I would build in like a break during the day. I'd be like, okay, I have to go check emails, and I only will make important phone calls. Important phone calls are if there's money at the other end of it, right? So, and she's like, okay, so take 10 minutes and then I'll have one quick session in the morning, two sessions throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then obviously when we get back to the hotel. And then to me, if I don't use my phone for the rest of the night outside of those sessions, like I've already unplugged. Like
that's the definition of just constantly on. Cause I feel like you're just working.
But then my bar is so low that like outside of those four allotted times, if I don't check my phone for work, I'm already like, I won. I've unplugged.
Honestly, like the nature of your work and the way that you've described it before, that's like a pretty good system that you have.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you are I don't know if you are looking to also like mitigate it even more, because I'm hearing is like you don't want it to impede on the fun that you're having, right, or like the quality time that you took off. I mean, but you still need that like little bit. That's
right. But by definition, I can never truly unplug.
Exactly. Do you wish that you could?
Yes, 100%. Because this happens every, like, I've wanted to do this episode every time I'm on vacation. I'm like, dude, I cannot unplug.
Well, when we were in Florida.
Oh, that was crazy. I was literally working in the morning.
Like, up every day so early, and then you would go to a coffee shop, do some work. I would have to
work for like 2 hours.
I know.
Yeah. Because then the rest of it, because then like, it's not just Yi, it's everybody. So I don't want to be rude to everybody, right? Like Yi, she understands. She's like, you can go take your breaks. But but we had stuff planned.
Yeah.
And I was able to like put everything. I was still like check my emails.
Yeah,
but
I felt bad because you had longer days compared to everyone.
But it's fine because like I'm fine with that. Like that's how like Kwan's saying, like I'm able to delineate my life like that, so I can my time and I can compartmentalize. So it doesn't the stress of work does not overflow into my fun time. So when it's fun time, I'm having fun. I don't think of. So I guess partly I have the skill to not. Think about work.
Yes.
So in a way, it's sort of unplugging.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, because I'm not thinking minimal. About work at all.
That's good.
That's why
good.
I'm like, I can now allow myself to think about work in those 10 minutes.
Was that something that you had to train yourself doing?
Well, I always, when I'm not thinking about work, I just don't think about it, right? But like, that's why I'm also like, if I'm thinking about the task, I should just do the task. But instead of doing like 10 tasks throughout the hour, I'm just like, do it. Time management, like do it in 5 minutes, right? But I guess, I don't know. I've never...
What if there's an issue at work that was not resolved at the time?
Yeah, then I... So in the past, I would be like on the plane and doing it. So I've done work on the plane, on the travel. Like I'm always squeezing work in before we get to the hotel. So I just try to resolve it during that time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've definitely had like situations like there's been like, trips like last...
That's tough.
I know. There's been trips where I'm working the morning of up until like before I board, right? And I just don't... And I've also... So I've also worked abroad when I've been abroad, when I was in Asia, and it was my like first time that I was in sales. I was client facing. I was taking calls so late. Wow. And I was like, I am never doing this again because I basically didn't... slept very little, basically didn't have jet lag because I basically didn't sleep. And I was like, I'm not ever doing this again. And so I don't enjoy it. And so I'm just like, no, I'm going to take the time off. Yeah. And I'm also not going to contact you if I'm on vacation. And I have a very robust document that walks you through exactly what to do.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
And somebody else also told me it's a great way to also show people that like what you actually do. I was like, that's a great idea. Yeah. I'd done those docs before, but I'm like, oh, but now it's like, look at all the things that I'm doing. And so now I'm like, this is a thorough doc of everything that you need to know. But so like before that's on the work end. And then on the personal end, I do think that if you have like a work lifestyle or some personal things that require you to be a little bit always on, man, those boundaries are hard to draw because so for example, I've moved a bunch of houses in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so we were selling a bunch of stuff. Mm. And so right, I'm trying to get rid of all the stuff in this house.
Okay.
And I was selling on Facebook Marketplace, and it's a typical typical sales kind of interaction, because it's like if you don't answer them right away, they're gone.
Especially on Facebook Marketplace.
Exactly. And even if you answer them right, 1 out of 10 people are actually serious.
Yeah.
Right. And like 5 out of 10 are scams.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things
like Craigslist.
Yeah.
But they reach out at literally any time of the day. So I used to be, especially in the beginning, I was so like, I needed to answer every single one and I needed to follow up on every single one. But then I was like, you know what? It was too much. But then, you know, it's difficult, right? Because you're like, but I want to make the sales. Right. I want to make the sales. I want to get this stuff out of my house. Like we got to move. And so I can understand that. It's rolled into my like personal life a little bit, even mm-hmm. because I do think that made me more on my phone than I ever was before.
Right.
And I don't like that practice. That's a big reason why I haven't added another social media to my social media belt.
Things.
Exactly. Right. Because I know that it will only add more and I don't right. want it to.
Right.
Maybe down the line, but I don't want that right now.
Right.
So it can be you. I think you, again, I go back to, I think you really need to consciously unplug, or else in our world today, in this like modern digitalized world, everything's on a screen. Everything is plugged in almost.
Yeah. I think I am definitely on my phone too much that mm-hmm. I like literally felt sick of my phone at some point. But at the same time, everything I do is with my phone, right. you know, so I can't really get rid of it.
You travel quite a lot. So like when you go to Hawaii with your family, yeah. or like Indonesia.
Yeah.
I mean,
when I was in Indonesia, yeah. I was working maybe like doing, because I was just doing whatever during the day. And then after dinner, I would start working
right,
until
this isn't like vacation. You yeah. were just working mm-hmm. from a different time zone.
Yeah.
But what was the last vacation you took? Was it Korea?
I think it was Korea.
And how unplugged were you?
Okay, so here's the thing. I have my work email on my phone and Slack on my phone. So every email that come in, I would see it.
Oh. Right.
So I would just take a quick glance at it. If it's not important, I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, but that's
if it's
me.
Kind
that's
of
me.
Like,
that's
right? That's what I do.
First thing to do, turn off email notifications. No, yeah. truly, so 100%.
This is tough.
Because you can see first few words, you can see the title, and then you make a decision.
I would say Dan is in a more of an entrepreneurial space, but I would strongly propose for Mia, turn off your email notifications. Yeah. Truly, I know you're client facing as well, but like,
because the thing is, they know you're on vacation.
It changes the
game.
They do.
Not like,
because it's like a out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah, it's not like they expect you to answer. You're like, right.
Right, right. But I don't know. I don't. Yeah. Maybe it's just me not. Maybe I do have like an attachment issue also with work.
Because you don't want to look bad. You want to look like you're going above and beyond.
Right. If it makes in this economy, right?
If it makes you feel better. That's like one of the first things I feel like I hear like VPs and directors, because think about how many emails that they get. Right. They like every second they're getting something from everywhere,
right.
and they turn off their email notifications, or else it's never. And you can never. It could just. It's right. just like an outpouring of stuff, like. So
also maybe there's the OCD side in me who doesn't want to feel like when I'm back from my vacation, I would be so lost because I don't know what was happening I don't know.
Because you don't want to look back on like 50 emails.
Yeah, and then start digging your way out of this like really deep hole because you have no idea what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably, I think that played a part.
What was the most unplugged trip you ever took?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's
so like now, while you think about that,
yeah.
for me, that's why I love going to Montana. I've been doing it for 2 years because that's when I feel like I truly can unplug.
Like, you didn't do work in the mornings?
I don't do much work there. Like,
okay.
I'll, it's not like when I go to Florida, I feel like I'm still, like I'm on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Like I'm same time zone.
Yeah.
Interesting. When I go to Montana, because it's like a different state, different environment, I feel
different time zone. It's like a different shift.
Yeah.
It's
like I make a point to be like, I'm not going to go look at my phone. Like, I don't need to look at my phone at all. So I just leave it. I wake up.
Is it the time zone or is it Montana?
It's like Montana, right? It's just like Montana thing. Dan. Like, I'm just like, I'm chilling. I don't need to look at my phone. So for me, it's a mentality because.
It is.
Why is it that when I'm somewhere else, I feel like, I'm still kind of there, but not there? Whereas when I go to Montana, I am not there. Do not bother me. I'm not going to answer you.
Like, honestly, it is a mentality thing because whatever it is, you have to decide in your mind that you want to unplug.
Exactly.
Hence, you do it.
Yeah, totally. It's so I'm trying to replicate that because like, okay, you and I will do like a weekend trip and I'm like, it's like I'm here.
Right. No, I could see that.
Plus, you're busy on the weekends. So
what if you go to like a place with a lot of horses or something?
I would love to.
To replicate Montana.
To replicate this like shift and change or something like that. Because I get that.
Yeah. Like, I think, I mean, when we go to Disney, I do feel pretty relaxed. And I try not now not to do any work at all, because we've been to Florida many times. The first few times I've been to Florida, I would, like, same when I went with you guys, I would bring my computer, and now I don't bring my computer anymore.
I think that's one way.
That's it's like sign number
it's
one.
Sign yeah. number, it's don't like, bring your computer. Don't bring yeah. your machines.
Yeah.
And like, so question for you, yeah. Dan, it sounds like you have more of like, I think you were saying like level one, level two, like level one, the work stuff, you've made yeah. strides, but it sounds like the level two. So the personal side, would you say that you're able to unplug from that pretty easily?
I'm not plugged in, period. It's not an issue for me. Like, you guys see like the speed of which I respond. Yes. Like, I check my Facebook one, like I don't go on Instagram for entertainment. Yeah. I don't go on Facebook. Okay.
You don't do the mindless scrolling on Instagram.
Yeah, I don't text people a lot. Like, you know, so to me, I'm never socially, like, I'm as distant as I can be. Virtually okay. distanced. Right? I use Instagram.
Virtually social distance.
Like, I use Instagram for work 90% of the time. So yeah. the videos I watch, my feed are all
real estate
related. No, like related to video making, because I make videos for real estate. So it's all related to like my craft.
Okay.
Right. And then cooking, because I want to get like ideas from cooking. But that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm not entertaining myself on social media. Okay. And I don't have Twitter. I don't use Reddit. Mm-hmm. I'm like you for other stuff. I don't use anything. I don't use Facebook, period. I haven't scrolled on Facebook for 5 years.
So something that I have done, because although like I'm not that active on socials, but like I still go to my phone, even though I have good habits, but then I also have these other, like I do find myself scrolling sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I have deleted like Facebook off my phone. Mm-hmm. I've deleted YouTube off my phone. Mm-hmm. I don't really use Instagram, so like it's still there for like F&D, even though we need to post more on Instagram. But so I've deleted them off my phone, and I just access them on desktop.
Yeah. And my rule is I can only use social media while I'm taking a twos. So but the then, max is see, two times a day. But I take long twos, so it's really like
I have healthy bowel movements.
It's like probably I'm still on like, but I get all my social media in, but including like browsing, because I read articles. Like you and I will read a sports article.
Yes. Right?
So I count that as a distraction, but it's not. I'm not addicted to it.
Right. No. I feel like most people do that. Number one, but sometimes it elongates the session, and it shouldn't. 100%.
Oh, definitely.
It shouldn't. Yeah. So I'm like, even then, I'm like, no, I'm good. That's why I've deleted stuff. That's why I had to delete stuff, because I found myself. I was like, I should have been out of here a long time ago.
Wait, what's a long session for you guys?
Oh my God.
Oh, jeez.
No. It's a legit question.
Too long.
20 minutes long
that's,
or short?
That's starting to be long.
20 minutes starting to long. Be long. 20 minutes long.
Starting.
Yeah.
I know you're probably
don't agree. He does not agree.
No, men's
like
different.
An hour.
Men's
he's like an hour. What do you mean? An hour? I didn't know. No. What were
Hold
you
on.
Going for?
No, hold on. But sit. How is men different? How are men different?
I think we poo different.
Okay. Is it longer?
Longer, yeah.
Yeah, see?
But why?
Like basically, I can't feel my legs afterwards.
Oh, no, but why?
Never happened to me.
I mean, it's not gender related questions. It's person specific.
Of course. Okay. I can accept that.
It's like
I think they take longer.
Because you don't finish it one time.
All right. Let's go back. I'm pulling us back.
Phases.
I'm pulling us back to unplugging. Okay, anyways. sounds like Mia, you have both level one and level two.
I feel like I can never.
I do not have level one.
Okay, my definition of level one, yes, I don't bring my laptop with me, but again, I see my emails come in.
Right.
So I need to do better on that. Wait, my upcoming trip.
So true unplugging
for me
is you don't use any, like no reading articles.
Basically what Kwan did when she went camping.
Yeah. Oh no, you didn't have internet. Because on vacation, if I'm unwinding at night, I'm going to read like ESPN.
Same. So, I'll be watching YouTube.
But that's not unplugged.
I think like if the most extreme definition is it's like no phone. No. I think it's no phone.
But what if you're mentally unplugged and you're relaxed anyway?
Oh, it's a good question. Actually, what if you don't have your phone, but you're like thinking about work and stuff? I feel like it's
anything that's not you. Okay, to me, it's being on the phone is some sort of addiction. It's like some sort of a drug. It is.
Yes.
Because it produces a chemical like dopamine.
But doesn't it depend on what you do on your phone?
But doesn't it depend on the mental state? What if you're not addicted? Because what if you don't have your phone?
Why would you need your phone?
But what if you're not on your phone, but you keep thinking about work and keep thinking about it, right? Even though you don't have it, you're still thinking about it.
Yeah, you're not unplugged.
Exactly.
100%.
So the inverse is
but
that.
But I'm saying like a lot of times you are not thinking about work, but the device is what draws you.
That's true.
Not
That's
allows
true.
You to. So
That's true.
For example, even in Montana, like I'll try not to read a single article of anything or be in conversations I don't care. I'll answer you guys on text. Right. but like truly, if I wanted to unplug, I should not even open Messenger or Instagram.
Yeah, I think like
what would you do instead?
The lowest?
Jeez.
Be in touch with nature
and people. There's people. And there are physical
things
that you
bring
can
up
do.
This
okay,
next
let me give you
physical
example.
Things.
Okay.
Yes,
at
yes,
night,
yes.
Instead of being on my phone, because on vacation you do have all the time in the world. So
sure.
For me, I like to be productive. So there's a list of things that I normally don't get to do, which is like read. I don't read novels, you guys know that, but I mean like read nonfiction or things like to get better at my craft. So I plan all those on vacation, right? Like in Montana at night, there was a telescope and I would look at the moon. So there's a lot of cool things you could do. So every night I bust out the telescope, I look at the moon. I'm like, dang, hon, like look at the moon. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, man, we're in Montana.
But I would say it's
but
like
how
people.
Long? How long does you look
people.
At it for 5 minutes?
But like you hang out with people.
Okay, I was gonna, okay.
No, this is all done post dinner,
like
alone.
Okay, food is another one. You make food with people.
But there's a long period of time after, you know, after like you do, after you hang out with people, there's a long period of time at night.
That's right. What I'm saying. And then, okay, also, what if the people that you were with at that time are on their phone? So they're just ignoring you anyway.
That's the bad group to be with.
Bad friends.
Why are you guys
Why
on
are
this
you guys,
trip?
Yeah,
if you're all going
to
be on your phone.
You?
Well, they don't have the same idea of I have to unplug and
when,
I have
when,
to.
Why are we hanging out if we're on your phone?
I'd be like, yo, guys, get off your phone, bro.
When we hang out, we're not on our phone.
100% they will do that. I'm talking about my family.
Oh, your family is different. That's different.
Wait, is it really different? We're talking about just like the activity
different.
Versus because like
so I think like okay if you want your family to unplug yeah
different.
I think it depends on people right it's like my does it's does your family unplug
I
feel
don't
like mine
hang
does
out with my, I haven't hung out with a family member since I met Yee.
So okay I think one
years,
is like cooking
like gone a trip.
But even cooking with friends like at night we would be catching up on things on the phone
it's fun like
text,
there's a different
chats
okay, there's
whatever
different kinds of vacation
right? Yeah
yeah
because I think you're not truly you don't need to unplug every vacation.
No.
Like what you're talking about, like let's say you go skiing with some friends, like at night you're just basically skiing together, but at night you're going to be on your phone, you're going to be doing work.
Chilling. You can
it's
you
like
can
if
share
you take
space.
Like
that's
a
your
trip vacation. Cuz to me that's when you should try to unplug.
And you can chill out by yourself too. You don't have to necessarily be with people, but I think food is a great way, is a great social activity that is not screen related. Any type of game, whether it be like a thinking game or a board game or a card game or something like that, or just like catching up on
life.
So
you remember like when me and Mike been on a lot of different, we went to Vermont one year.
We did.
Right? Did you feel unplugged?
Did you,
it was years ago.
It was years ago.
But like at night, hot tub, looking at the stars.
That's true.
That's an activity.
Yes.
That's
awesome. True.
And then we would play games.
That's true.
We play Monopoly till like 4 a.m., right?
That's amazing. That's, right? Yes. That gave
she
me
was
a headache.
In her room.
That gave me a headache. Because that game went on for so long.
Or yes, the other.
We played for three.
Or the other option literally is like you go to bed. I thought about this. I'm like, literally before
like, go to
there
bed
was,
early.
Yeah, you go to
10
bed.
10 o'clock.
Oh my gosh, early. That's horrible.
Oh yeah.
So,
but then you get to sleep. Or you stay up 3 a.m. playing Monopoly, you know?
So okay. Like now that's that true. I know it's hard for me to unplug, like, okay, so Montana's like I try to do like the Aaron Rodgers thing. Like you go on one dark
oh,
trip.
Oh, all dark. Oh, that's
right.
Cool.
And in my case, not total darkness, like just phone darkness, you know? So Montana is it for me. You know, whether or not, I mean, I know at some point I will look at my phone, but for the most part, I'll try to be really good.
How long do you think you can last without checking your phone?
I mean, theoretically, like, I think I could train myself to not look at it for a long time.
If what I'm, is if what I'm is a long time?
Like a day? I
mean, days.
Days.
Yeah, days.
Days.
Because, like, my family doesn't need me. You guys don't need me. and my work, theoretically, it's just like,
You're gonna write a robust as document like Quan did.
As long as like that's there's no actual like no contracts getting signed.
Yeah.
And I'll time it. I'll just be like, I'm not going for like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm going for like a week.
Yeah.
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 Right?
Yeah.
Cause then if you do go if let's say you go like on a honeymoon, let's say, for 2-3 weeks, I don't know what the typical honeymoon is.
Mm-hmm.
At some point you gotta check your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Cause there's stuff happening. In 3 weeks with your personal life, with work, you gotta check your phone.
I would say in terms of on the work side, if it's a leave that you know that has been, that is going on, I think that you could work with your team to be like, hey, this is the milestone we should be at. Right. If we're not at that, we need to do this. If we're not at that, we need to do this. I also think I'm of the proponent of like, especially if you work in like a company, if you're not there, the people that are there, they need to learn to figure it out. And it will make everybody better. You are not the only one that can plug the hole that is there. And I think it makes the team stronger too. Sure. Like, and it encourages other people to take vacation as well. And that you have their back, they have your back. Like, so, I think creates a good...
It is like, but it is...
Synergy.
It does go back to mentality, right?
Yeah.
To me, the idea of unplugging, I mean, you could set up all kinds of parameters, but it's like, are you going to hold yourself accountable? Because as soon as you pick up the phone, or it's more like, if yes, it is just like the act of like, am I gonna do this to myself? And if you're not, then it's truly unplugging.
My biggest struggle time frame is like when I get home, like from work. Actually, like that time frame between when I get home, before I go to bed, like that time frame is like the danger zone for me, because to look at my phone, to get lost in it, actually, because during the day,
but that's everybody, right? Because during the day you're occupied.
Well, some people, they go home to a family and they are,
that's true.
They go home to a family. Okay, they go home to a partner. They have somebody at home. They have a dog that they need to take care of.
Wait, Quan.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. We have neither.
I have a spouse, and she's on her phone all the time while I'm there.
That's what I'm saying.
She goes, "Don't leave the room. I want you next to me, but I'm gonna ignore you." I'm like, "This is a weird arrangement."
Because during the day, I don't, like, I could probably also go, I know, I'm confident like 1 or 2 days for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because like during the day, I try not to carry my phone anyway. Yeah.
Also, if you start living with the person, you're going to need to have your space too. It's not like you're going to be talking to them after dinner every time.
Okay. That's another thing. We're like, we've talked about unplugging from work, unplugging from social media. What about unplugging from people?
When you need time just
definitely
for you.
Necessary.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
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 I feel a bigger need
like
for that.
Somebody's sucking your energy and you're like, unplug.
Ooh,
because
I like that.
Because as an introvert.
Yeah.
Human interactions do tire me out.
Clients.
Me too.
Like, yo, figure it out yourself. This is not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Don't you wish you could just do that?
I think that's a good one to bring up, and you should do that if you need to, for sure.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you just need your own time. You need to be alone.
I definitely appreciate my alone
time.
But
I have a question for you. When you unplug from people, do you double plug into phones and stuff?
I think so.
Mia's got like 2 screens. But like, I'm like, if I'm working at night, I'll have my computer on my iPad with the movie on that I'm not watching.
Yeah.
And maybe the TV's on. But I'm definitely not watching the third thing.
It's just for white noise.
It's just like white noise.
It's just white noise.
And then he's like, why do you have every electronic on? Like, this is such a waste of electricity. I'm like, I don't know.
I totally understand you, though, because, I live alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I just need some kind of noise in the background somewhere that I don't care about.
You don't want to be alone with your thoughts. That's
exactly what I meant.
You're afraid of your own thoughts.
That's exactly what I meant.
I'm glad you could admit it.
No, I'm fully aware of that. I can't really
episode about like
being alone with thoughts.
Alone? Yeah,
we have we've scratched the surface.
We did.
We have not gone deep.
Guys,
maybe it'll be the
five
next
seasons.
One.
Like, I know. Did we do that? Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can save that topic for another
maybe
day.
Maybe we can. Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to truly unplug in the sense, the spiritual sense of like, do not be connected to your device.
Yeah, I do think that those external things are all distractions.
Yeah, because like, how can you? Because now I'm looking forward to my next trip where I can unplug.
Mm.
And it doesn't have to be Montana, but like, honestly,
it's a state of mind.
Yeah, like if he was into it, I mean, because Joe, you told me that one time he did like a retreat.
Yeah, he did. He did.
So I used to do that before.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Really?
Like every summer, I would go on like my personal retreat.
Cool.
Up to like the mountains for like a month.
Mm.
Completely.
So you did go off the grid.
I did. Yeah. Before I met E in my mid-20s, almost every summer, no friends. I don't have any friends, but I was in a community and I would no contact with the outside world.
Mm.
I have no idea what happened.
Wait, how did you feel after that?
Yeah. Recharged.
Yeah.
Like amazing.
Yeah.
But then as soon as I met her, you know, it was like, we're an item.
Yeah.
I'm back into work. I've never been apart from her for more than like a week. Two max.
Yeah.
Like two max. Like she'll take a trip abroad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I haven't had that. I would like that. I would like to do it with my spouse, but I also wouldn't, she would say no, cause she doesn't want me to leave for that long, but I'd do it myself.
Mm.
If I could, I would go on a 1 week retreat.
Yeah. I think in terms of maybe just to round out the episode of like why does it even matter to unplug? Like why do we care to, or in what instances do we care to? I think it's like what I think both of you were saying, the distractions, although you're saying, Mia, that you're scared of your own thoughts, I think sometimes...
Do not go in the darkness.
Do not.
Sometimes it's like, it is, but like, do we even know what our own thoughts are?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And like, what is distract... To be able to at least identify what are the distractions, what are not the distractions, I think sometimes truly like, right, the act of just like clear, like being able to be away from it all...
Would this scare you if you went to a cabin for a week by yourself?
Oh, yeah, but not because of my thoughts. No, I'm just scared of going into a cabin by myself in the woods.
You can't use the computer or iPad the whole week.
I wouldn't do that.
I think the way you set it up is creepy sounding. it's got to be like a safe place.
It is assuming
she knows
it's a
she
safe,
could she could no, go neighbors, she could walk
neighbors.
Back.
There's neighbors.
Yeah. Like
okay.
Safe...
How about we use a different example? Because I'm not a mountain person.
If you go into a cabin in the woods,
no one will know you if you disappear.
Okay. No.
Like,
for me,
like
it's,
if I go
if
to
she
a
goes
beach
on a
house,
beach,
there
yeah.
you go.
Beach
she
house.
Goes on
yeah.
A beach,
for a whole week by herself.
She could do that. I could do that.
No, no electronics.
She could do it because the beach is because she loves the beach. I was thinking about she camp on the beach.
Yeah.
Could camp on the beach.
You're gonna be alone with your thoughts for a week.
No, the thing is, okay. I want to be alone with my thoughts. I don't know if I want to be doing that for a week.
Let's see if you could do it for
Hawaii
3 days.
For 3 days?
How will we test this?
Yeah, how are we test?
Go camping for 3 days.
No, you can't. You set it up wrong again.
No.
She has to go to the beach.
I need to be interested in this activity.
I see.
You did it wrong again. So it's got to be like going to the beach, maybe like
for
Hawaii for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Or a Hawaii-like
by
area.
Yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe like.
Do it. Challenge to Mia.
Yeah.
Book it.
Book it this year?
Just be alone. Anyways. Bring books, bring activities, no phones.
Like an art project. I feel like you would like
whatever
that.
You're into. Like, whatever you're into.
Yeah. Challenge accepted. And with that, we're going to end this episode.
We'll see you guys on the next one. Bye.
Bye, guys.